It's Greg and Dan show on WMPD. Well, we've been looking for him all over the place, Danny. His name's Wiley Hood, and he disappeared. There is a gentleman in our studio. I'm looking forward to this very much. Mark Leffelholtz has written a book called The Disappearance of Wiley Hood. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing wonderful. Give us, I told people earlier, I told Danny that per your descriptions a little bit, this is a psychological kind of mystery thriller.
Yes, kind a little of a bit Twilight of, Zone.
That's what I said. I actually said Twilight Zone-y. Made up my own thing.
Yep.
You are a, this is a fiction piece.
Yes.
You're a local guy. Well, local as in Chestnut, Illinois.
Chestnut, hustle bustle metropolis.
You know, if you're going to be an author, you have to live in a town like Chestnut.
Yes.
It
sounds like where people go to write.
Yes.
Tell us a real quick background of you on the writing scale, and then we'll get to this book in particular.
Well, I fell in love with writing when I was 11 years old. I read my first Ian Fleming James Bond novel on Her Majesty's Secret Service, and I thought, I have got to be able to figure out how this guy does this magic with words.
It is magic.
It is absolutely magic.
And see, I'm you and I are probably generally the same age. I grew up as an Agatha Christie guy.
Oh, love Agatha.
I read all of those books.
Hercule Poirot is my favorite.
Yes, yeah. I could never know how to pronounce it, but in my head I knew what that guy looked like. And then Stephen King for me later on when it comes to the fiction world. Is this your first book?
This is my third. My first two were Private Eye, mystery action thriller set in 1941 Miami Beach, Florida.
Wow.
So they're like Humphrey Bogart movies that are R-rated with a lot more violence.
Yeah, and crossed into Miami Vice because you're in Miami.
A little bit.
When you do a book like this, even though it's fiction, how much research do you have to do behind it?
Quite a bit of research, especially for the 1940s stuff. But this book is set entirely in Chicago, so I had a street map of Chicago in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And I've spent some time in Chicago, so I...
All right, well, take us to who is Wiley Hood and why has he disappeared?
Well, Wiley Hood is a 25-year-old artist. He's got a master's degree in art. He's a brilliant painter. He doesn't realize how brilliant he is. He has a fellowship grant from the college he graduated from. He's set up to teach painting, and they're paying him to produce art, and everything's fine until his brother tragically, suddenly commits suicide.
Okay.
And Wiley is unable to paint anymore. And he loses his fellowship grant. His life is falling apart. He meets a beautiful girl named Mary. And her dad is the CEO of a insurance company. So he abandons, because he can't paint anymore.
Right.
He joins the corporate life. And a year later, suddenly he has a nightmare about his brother. And he has an inspiration to paint. And as soon as he begins to paint again, things start vanishing.
Oh, that wasn't what I expected to have
happen. All tangible evidence that he exists as a person. First, his employee ID card goes away, then his driver's license, vehicle registration, car insurance paperwork, bank accounts.
The more he paints,
the more he paints,
the
more
he disappears.
And is there a point where he realizes that?
Well, yes, because he reaches out to an author named Mark Leffelholtz and says, hey, I'm going to send you audio files and tell you I want it documented because I don't know where this is going to end. And maybe if you fix it in a tangible format, some piece of me will be left behind.
Dude, this is genius. So you cross the third wall where the character of your book steps through.
Little gonzo journalist.
Yes, and talks to you.
I am in the foreword and the afterword of the book as myself.
Oh, that's a good idea, dude. That's really creative. That's really
But then you got to realize of where his mind is. Eventually he knows there's that last step that he'll never come back.
That is exactly right. And where does this all end up? And first of all, am I losing my mind?
Yeah.
And if I'm not losing my mind, then it's far scarier.
Yeah, and what world am I getting into?
Exactly.
I got a little bit of a goosebump on this story because I really thought where you were going with this, because I haven't seen the book yet, is I thought you were going that his disappearance was the soul of the artist disappeared going into the corporate world,
right.
Which is something that many of us in the arts...
That metaphor works also.
Many of us can understand that,
absolutely.
Right? We know lots of people who just went and said, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to go get something stable.
Well, and I do lampoon the corporate life very much. There's a lot of humor in here.
Yeah.
And a lot of... It gets very emotional. I read a chapter at a time to my brother out in L.A. as I do it. I was crying when I read him the final chapter.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it is very Twilight Zone-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was inspired by Richard Matheson, who wrote 16 original episodes of The Twilight Zone.
Huh.
I read his book, The Incredible Shrinking Man, and I'm like, that's a fascinating premise. Let's do it existential.
Yeah.
Nicely done, sir.
Now,
good stuff.
Here is, and it's a whole world, and authors are going to jump into this, speaking of The Twilight Zone. But the metaverse is going to offer a lot of...
Yeah,
because you're going to live a life here...
And then live another one over
and
there.
And completely leave this here, and who knows where your heart and mind's going to be, but you could be another person and commit crime or do whatever there. Does it come back here? And you know.
I'm about to turn 60, and I'm terrified by the metaverse.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
I'm absolutely terrified.
I'm not going there.
Mark, good job on this. Congratulations, first of all. I know it takes a lot of sweat and toil and tears. Tears and angst and upset nights where you can't think of anything but this while you're trying to sleep, right?
Yeah. My girlfriend Amy has been very patient with me.
Thank you, Amy.
God bless her.
Thank you, Amy. And where does one buy the book? Because I know you just literally got the hard copies like a couple days ago.
Yeah,
right?
I got the proofs in. I am on Amazon.com. The quickest way, rather than wrestling with my last name, is go to Amazon and key in The Disappearance of Wiley Hood. It's right there. It's in paperback hardcover, and it's only like $3.99 on Kindle for you kids who'd like to go digital.
Nice. Your last name is a little complicated to spell. It's pronounced Leffelholtz.
Leffelholtz.
Mark, and the name of the book, The Disappearance of Wiley Hood. Big congratulations.
Yes.
Thank
big
you guys congratulations.
Just
very
completing
much.
The first book, and then the second, then the
third.
And
I don't want to be this guy that like puts this out there already, but it was already in my head. I can already tell this is a movie.
Well, it was a script. I began as a short story,
and then
I made a script about 20 years ago, couldn't sell it, and then I blew it up further into a book.
Dude, it's going to come back around, I bet you. It's good to see you, Mark.
And before you go, talking about the metaverse, I just was thinking about this the other night, because it kind of goes back to what my religious grandmother said. It's a twist on that. But the devil's tongue is in the verse, the metaverse.
Oh, boy. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Steal that line.